In a Freemason's lodge, all men are regarded as equal. You'll have bosses, you'll have doctors, you'll have dentists, you'll have professional men, you'll have solicitors, lawyers, but you'll also have people working on the factory floor. You'll have gardeners, you will have all types, and that historically has always been the case. In Ballarat, there would be a Ballarat district, there would be approximately 700 members. In statewide, we're about 13,000. But in this centre here at Ballarat, the new centre, approximately 300 members of a number of, say, five lodges will be meeting within this building.
What is, I suppose, the ultimate driver or belief behind Freemasonry?
The aim is to, hopefully, make good men better. Our ideal is to be able to improve ourselves. It's a self-development organisation, but also to be doing good charitable works within the community and generally supporting one another.
Bruce, we're sitting in a lodge room at the new Masonic Centre. In the middle of the room, above a very interesting rug, is a gold G hanging from the ceiling by chain. What does that stand for?
Freemasonry generally is based on symbolism. The letter G stands for one's supreme being. It could be God, depending upon the individual. To be a Freemason, you must have a belief in one supreme being. Hence, it could be God, it could be a great architect, it could be a grand geometrician, whichever your creed and your belief is.
How do you become a member? Are there initiation ceremonies and things like that?
Yes, we do have what we call 3 degrees. There are 3 sections of Freemasonry when a young man joins. The first is what we call an entered apprentice, and he is first learning to be an apprentice in Freemasonry. After a certain time, we pass him, we call it, to the degree of a fellowcraft, and then normally some 12 months later, he will be made a master mason, which is again the 3rd degree in Freemasonry. But each ceremony is based on a story, and it's the story that teaches a person to be a better person, we feel.
I suppose many people would presume that the Mason Lodge is made up mostly of older men. Is that correct?
We did have a history of being an older man, or older people, men in the community. We've noticed, though, in recent years, there are very many young men very interested in joining, and I think in the last probably 2 or 3 years, there would be a lot more men in the age group of in their 30s and 40s joining Freemasonry than previously.
Freemasons arrived in Australia along with the First Fleet, and the first lodge opened in Sydney in 1820. I can imagine in the early days most people would have known someone who was a member of a Masonic lodge. Do you think the vision's moved with the times?
I feel that young men are still looking for something extra. We've gone through a very materialistic age, and we're noticing young men now are aware that life must be a little bit more than materialism, and what is the broader purpose of life? And I think that Freemasonry can give young men that extra awareness.
I suppose it has changed quite a bit. Obviously, in the early days, I wouldn't be allowed to be sitting in this room with you.
That is true, but I think as we've advanced in all facets of life, it's not many years when ladies were not meant to be in the workforce. These days, it's completely the reverse. Who would have thought of having a house husband 20 years ago? But today, it shows the equality of the sexes.
Many people are intrigued by Freemasons and think of it as a kind of secret men's club, and there are many rumours and myths about what goes on, and that's also recently kind of been fuelled by Dan Brown's book, The Lost Symbol. I'm going to put a few things to you, and you can tell me whether they're fact or myth. One of the myths out there is that you drink wine out of a skull. Is that true?
Definitely not.
You have secret handshakes?
Yes, the purpose of the handshake is to identify another Mason. But I want you to think back that Freemasonry as we know it today initially developed about 1717. And it's evolved, we feel, from the former apprentices that were building the cathedrals and those major buildings throughout England and Europe. Now, in those days, they were generally illiterate. And so as they moved from job to job, there had to be a method for those workmen to show the next boss what level that they had reached within their trade.
I suppose one of the main ones is that Freemasonry is some form of religion, and there's a Masonic Bible.
There is a Bible, but the Bible that we use generally is the normal King James version of the Bible as we all know it. It is certainly not a religion. We have a belief in a supreme being, as I've mentioned earlier, but it's not unusual, particularly in other places, for a number of holy books to be on the pedestal when a brother is joining Freemasonry.
One of the more interesting ones is that Freemasons ride goats in their lodge.
No. No, you could imagine me riding a goat, could you not? But this is one of those, again, fables that's grown, that's come down over the times. And, of course, it's amazing what one's imagination can do when they don't know and they want to create a good story.
You're closing two former Ballarat Masonic lodges and opening this new Masonic centre here in Ballarat. On the weekend, you're performing a dedication ceremony using ancient ceremonial practices, and you've invited some of the media to come along and for some of the public to come through this new centre on Sunday. For a fraternity known for its secrecy, this is quite a rare event. What will the ceremony actually involve?
During the ceremony, there will be what we would call a perambulation or a walk around the carpet that we've spoken about. And on a table, there will be four vessels, including corn as an emblem of plenty and abundance, of wine as an emblem of joy and cheerfulness, oil as an emblem of peace and unanimity, and of salt as an emblem of hospitality and friendship. And each of those will be scattered onto the lodge, symbolising those four wishes that will ensure that the lodge is peaceful and it's happy and it's a good place to visit.